advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hi, Dave. I see you in the video cameras.
I am in the video cameras.
Thank you, Printer Cheap, for the Dave cutout. It's making the show a whole lot better.
Hologram.
Wow. Didn't work. It's not in the camera.
It's not in the camera.
Screwed you. You don't know what you're seeing, yeah.
Fake Dave. I assume it's really weird.
Oh, in that camera, yeah, but you can't see the slot.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
You have a small surface area. Oh, that works.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is that?
I know. I need to figure out how to make that be on the TV, but I don't know how to do it. I mean, this shit opened. There's all kinds of extra stuff, man. There's like an emoji counter and shit on there now. It updated.
So, as you can see, Dave's back. We are in the private group again. We're doing normal episodes. I have to say they're pretty funny, I think.
They were.
The last ones were good.
It was a lot of fun.
So, this is our normal live episode. It's going to be kind of short. Dave's got to head out. But we are going to answer some questions.
Yes.
You have some questions over there. We got new questions. Nicole Bosch, the South African prostitute.
Captain S.
Gave us questions. And I want to state for the group, I said it on the end of the last episode, very touched and very thankful for everybody who pitched in, whether it was just some support and giving me a shout out or whether it was financial support. My brother, when we were recording a couple of weeks ago, my brother very suddenly and unexpectedly killed himself. So I've been going through a lot of shit lately. And the GoFundMe that was put up, GoFundMe.com/SKDave, is still up. We're trying to get as much money as we can for his family. All of it's going up there. I appreciate the hell out of everybody who's given so far, everybody who's given support in the group or given me a personal shout out. Just really want to give a heartfelt thanks. I want to thank Terry for stepping in because he did a really good job for stepping in. And I just wanted to say thank you and give you a shout out and let you know that you can still go in and donate to the family if you have the desire or the means.
Or share the post.
That helps too.
Yeah, if you can't donate, share the post.
Yeah. So anyway, questions on to more important things, such as from Damien Fury, what was the last video game you played?
Destiny.
I played Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare.
Is that phones or video games?
It's probably the most popular platform.
I'm playing Clash Golf right now. Clash Golf. It's fun.
I got
Sherry hooked on it. Yeah, it's fun.
I quit playing Words Golf with Friends. I was hooked for a fucking while, but
that's just like 2008.
Dude, I get hooked on it sometimes. My son got a PlayStation, and then for his birthday, he got an extra controller. So now we can play Call of Duty. I fucking suck though, man. My lack of directions in life translates to the game. I suck.
You played? Did you get the Infinite Warfare that came with the remaster of Black Ops?
I don't know. He has Infinite Warfare.
The old one. He has the first one.
I ask because they have the greatest game mode I've ever played,
it's a zombie mode where you're pimping shit?
No.
Oh, not that? Because have that.
It's prop mode.
What's that?
You spawn as the team is divided by two people, and one side you spawn as a special forces guy, submachine gun, limited ammo, and really nothing else. And on the other side, you spawn as a prop in the room. So you might be a desk chair or a piece of garbage on the ground or a lamppost.
But you have weapons still?
No. The goal is you have to stay alive. Every 30 seconds you whistle so everyone can hear the whistle and where it's coming from. So all the Spec Ops guys are running around shooting everything and stabbing everything.
What are you actively doing as the chair though? Just sitting?
Just waiting? You move around. You're faster than they are. You try to run into a new position and then camp.
Oh, so if they discover you, you can try to escape.
And you get one flashbang. You get one flashbang and you get three transformations. So if you're a giant dumpster and you run around a corner and hit the transform button, you might turn into a shrub. And if you sit perfectly still, the guy chasing you runs around the corner, doesn't see the dumpster, doesn't know what you've just turned into.
How can you tell but what if, you are? Because it's from your first person.
Because you see the perspective, but you don't know what you're going to turn into. It's random. So you might turn into like an inflatable like pool ornament in the middle of an Arctic level. And then everyone's going to shoot you because what the fuck are you doing here?
Right.
But it's the greatest game mode. They don't do it all the time. They do it like once every couple of months. I think they just did it last weekend, but it's like the fucking best shooter.
I want to play that monster game that James got. That looks pretty cool. It's like Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it's supposed to be big.
The graphics on that shit look crazy. Yeah. I don't like playing video games, but it looks good.
I'd say on a phone, my last was either Fun Run 3 or Sim City because I play the both of them compulsively. And if it's on
old school Sim City, I played fucking like Windows 95,
So, and if it wasn't, if you're asking about on a console, it would have been the latest Mass Effect, Mass Effect
of
Andromeda.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course. Next question.
Next question.
Sir.
What did all of your parents do for a living?
Well, my parents were drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
They had jobs though, yeah.
Dad, sometimes.
Your job was getting drugs? Is that the truth?
Yeah,
pretty much.
My dad worked at Foot Locker.
That's crazy. That's a weird dad job.
Yeah, I don't know. He had a bunch of weird, odd jobs.
How old was he when he worked at Foot Locker?
I don't know, 30s probably. I don't know. Like I was in my teens and no, I was like sixth grade.
That's like
grade.
The Al Bundy job. Like it, that's how you know like something's up in life when you're 30 something. Sorry to everybody that works at Foot Locker that's 30 something. Oops.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, just weird stuff. My mom. I don't know. Like when I was younger, they actually kept jobs. And then as they got
Foot Locker's still a
my
thing.
Dad was like an x-ray technician when I was really young.
That's a good job.
No, no, like x-ray tech in the oil field.
And that's still probably a good job though. No.
And, I mean, yeah, if you want to make, I guess,
a little
over minimum wage.
I don't
whatever.
Make a lot of money, man. You careful what you say, man.
Oh, okay. Make fun of Foot Locker people again. No, yeah, it just, yeah, they when I was younger, they kind of kept jobs and then it was kind of like not, like they didn't really have jobs, like weird. I don't know.
Your mom didn't have a job?
Not as I got older. She worked
weird
places.
Your story gets sadder and sadder every time.
Yeah, she can't. Yeah. She like worked at like this game place like a few years back, or I don't know if she still works there. I don't talk to him, but like, making your board games or something?
I thought, wait, are we talking about your dad that we found on Facebook?
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
Stepdad.
Stepdad. Like my parents.
But for those of you who don't hear that story, we found his dad and it's fucking his dad. It looks like Brad, 20 years older.
Yeah. He's probably an asshole too. I like it.
It was crazy. I was like, oh shit. Like we looked up what we thought he thought his name was. And then we're like, dude, this guy that looks just like you right here.
Yeah. It's from Bakersfield, lives in Arizona.
That's the fucking
looks
guy.
Like
that's
my dad.
Yeah. It looks like Brad. It was funny. My parents, my dad was an electrician, my whole life growing up. That's my stepdad. My parents got divorced when I was like one. My mom remarried. I have crazy two last names, because of it. My mom just like, it was back in the days of 1985. So when you get in kindergarten,
it's
just like,
it's Brent Periwinkle Floyd. And now it's,
that was my original name. Yeah. But she just wrote my stepdad's name on the fucking kindergarten paperwork. And I got put into school as that. So
I had that. I've had three names.
Yeah. So. My stepdad raised me until I was 15 and my mom, I was younger. I don't remember what she did when I was younger, but she's always been kind of entrepreneurial. Like they had like a catering business where they would take like sandwiches and muffins and crazy shit to like big office buildings at one point. Mm-hmm. But for the most part during my childhood, my mom has almost always sold antiques. She always has, like, she had two different antiques.
I thought that was
stores.
Recent, but maybe, yeah.
Still,
maybe
no, she does that now. Yeah. No, she sold
antiques.
I mean,
when I see
younger.
Her, we usually aren't talking.
Yeah, so. There's not a lot of talking going on. She just gives you that antique money and leaves it on the fucking dresser. Yeah. But she did crazy stuff though. Speaking of like not having a degree, like we were talking about and doing things, like she was the director of memory care services for the Alzheimer's Association. Mm-hmm. Like she's had really high end jobs, but she likes selling antiques and she makes a ton of money doing that.
Well,
too,
like though. I used to teach youth development to teachers. So
you worked at the Buena Vista school district?
No, I didn't work at Buena Vista. I worked at Greenfield. Yeah. I worked at a school district and they sent me
in
around
the Buena Vista school district.
Yeah. Greenfield. Youth development. I was in it. No, that's not Buena Vista school district.
I beg
no
to differ, sir.
No, Greenfield.
For the sake of argument, I beg to differ.
Greenfield school district.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
It's his own school district, sir.
If I had a white glove right now, it's like
I work there.
Yeah, I don't
fucking duel.
I'm just riling things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyway, duel, yeah. So yeah, no, I know. Go. What, Dave? did your mom do? She was a Wiccan and a...
My mom, when I was younger,
she was a voodoo woman.
She was a voodoo woman the whole time. She was a junior high counselor when I was younger. Then when we moved to Michigan, she became the vice president of the Michigan Education Association Conference Center.
Whoa.
Sounds important.
It was where I
They called her
up.
Frosty Brown, though.
Yeah, that's right. Where I grew up. The MEA
I thought they called her Turkey Tits.
They called her that, too. It was later in life. The MEA Conference Center was basically Michigan built a giant empty hotel. And it was a conference center for all K through 12. Like instead of saying, oh, we're going to send these people to this hotel in this city, they all went to the conference center.
Yeah.
And it was also a series of cabins. It was on like, I don't remember, 100 acres, like on a lake. And it was just a giant industrial kitchen, ballrooms, a wing of hotel rooms. Like
Such
she was
a weird movie childhood.
It very much was. And then about a year and a half after she got the job and we moved out there, it closed down and they made her the caretaker. So my childhood, she was the caretaker of this giant empty
frozen hotel. And then it changed to a scary movie.
That's scary.
And that's where I grew up. It got purchased. She ended up in customer service. She had customer service for Kellogg's, like answering phone calls and letters from angry people who got bad Pop-Tarts. And then she did it for Kaiser. She did it for Kaiser Permanente for a while. And then my dad was a shrink. And worked for all sorts of places.
Bad Pop-Tarts. Like, you call this cinnamon and brown sugar,
trust
sir.
Me.
I beg to differ.
And so the key is like my best formative years as childhood, I spent my regular year living in the empty, creepy, frozen, haunted hotel in the middle of nowhere on St. Mary's Lake outside of Battle Creek, Michigan. And then for the summers, I would travel to my dad who lived and worked on the property where they filmed the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at a hardcore mental institution. So I would summer at a mental institution and I would spend the rest of the year at like the Overlook Hotel from The Shining.
That's what's wrong with you.
My brother and I would be laying in bed at night listening to lunatics in straitjackets howl at the moon.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That was our son. We'd play on the grounds. Like there'd be like people in straight jackets, like 100 yards from us.
What are they going to do?
And we're like
just
playing and climbing in trees and shit. Like,
come here, little boy.
So their career paths impacted me in ways I couldn't have imagined.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
Scary and hilarious. I don't know if to laugh or cry or what's happened, man. That's a crazy movie childhood.
It is a strange childhood. This is an... Oh, and I didn't... Did I say who asked that question? It was Walter A. Hendershot. That's indeed,
not,
sir.
That's not a real question.
Good day. I am Walter A. Hendershot, the third. I say good day.
He's an assassin for sure.
I don't know.
Mergem Dornauer.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Says.
Merging doorknob?
That's
fucking correct. Jesus Christ.
Merging doorknob asks, what are your views on Hawaiian pizza and how should I deal with my partner who always wants pineapple and ham on his pizza?
With support, love, and caring, fucking, you fucking take your place. Pineapple goes on pizza, you son of a bitch. I'm on fucking team pineapple.
You're on team aggressive pineapple.
Yeah, no like, shit.
Because so, I don't know why so people get so fucking picky over pineapple. You don't throw a fit about fucking olives. You know what I mean?
Well, like, but they're not sweet.
Yeah, but nobody's putting strawberry on pizza.
Exactly.
Some people fucking hate. No.
Like, you don't put plums on your pizza.
True.
You know?
I plead the fifth, man. I like pineapple on pizza, man.
So, I'm on board with pineapple and Canadian bacon. Now, the thing with it is, I will never order it myself.
Correct.
So like if I get a pizza, it will never be the Hawaiian pizza. But if we go to like my girl's parents' house, they'll order that pizza and I'm fine with it. I'll eat it. I had it last night.
You wouldn't order it yourself?
Yeah. Was it last night before last National Pizza Day?
You remember that time you came to my house? You're like, I'll pick up some pizza on the way. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, yeah, we'll just split it. It'll be no big deal. And then it was like $90. We didn't know what happened because Brad got like a side of spaghetti that apparently costs $37. Like that fucking place. What are they doing, man? What's going on? It's normally $26 for extra large pizza wedges and a soda.
That's because you get like Little Caesars.
No, I'm talking about BJ's Five Star Pizza.
Oh,
that's what I ordered.
That's not what it is no more, though.
No, it's
the little slice of Italy or whatever. But
it's delicious.
Anyway,
it's delicious.
I'm on
just
board.
Don't order spaghetti.
I'm on board with the pineapple and the ham, but I won't order it. It won't be me. I'm a combination. I'm a combination, no mushrooms.
Obviously, I'm not down with the ham these days, but when I still ate such things, I reluctantly admit that I was down for it.
Yeah.
I would never order it.
It's good.
And I would look at it and be repulsed by how disgusting the combination looked. And I would eat it with shame because I knew it should be awful.
No,
and it was delicious. And I hated myself for it.
You know what bothers me is when there's too much pineapple. Like, just a little bit of pineapple's fine. You don't need to overdo the pineapple.
That's true.
Like, that's just getting overzealous and overstepping some boundaries.
I've even bought pineapple chunks or whatever and put it on, like, DiGiorno pizza, made ghetto Hawaiian pizza.
See, that's not okay.
And it came out okay, man.
No.
And I will admit, when I went to...
You weren't there, man. You don't know.
I don't believe you.
One of the last times I went to Hawaii with my dad, we went to
There was no Hawaiian pizza there.
Well, no, we ordered a Hawaiian pizza.
They only had Wisconsin
because we were like,
pizza.
We're in fucking Hawaii. So we ordered
got pepperoni on it.
We ordered some other pizza, and then we ordered a Hawaiian pizza, and it was... pineapple and spam.
Ooh.
Because that's Hawaiian. Like, Hawaiians fucking love spam.
What's wrong with
them?
They
love spam. Like, the Moco Loco breakfast is like got spam in it. Like,
I don't want to go to Hawaii now. Ever.
All about spam.
Fucking haven't heard.
Two different times we've ordered Hawaiian pizza in Hawaii without inquiring, and it was just pineapple and spam.
Great. I don't know.
Peanut butter cups.
I have to tell you, it was good.
Fuck spam.
It was actually good.
Fuck spam.
It was just little cubes of spam.
You know what's weird though? Like, I haven't heard the word spam in a long fucking time. I went to the grocery store 2 days ago and a little old lady was like, "Excuse me, son, can you get that for me?" And I was like, "She wants that can of spam up there." Mm-hmm. Who eats spam? And I thought about that.
My grandpa ate Vienna sausages. They're horrible.
I ate those when I was little.
They're fucking horrible. He ate anchovies out of the can, or the dried fucking, what are they? The dried anchovies?
My grandma gave me Vienna sausages and I ate spinach straight out of the fucking can, dude.
That's rough.
My grandpa used to boil
They told
spinach.
Me it was Popeye and it was going to give me big fucking muscles and I fucking did it.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I ignored it. My forearms are huge, man. You ain't seen my anchor tattoos?
Okay, another question. I feel like we might have answered this, but I don't know if we've answered it in this iteration. And there's no name submitted.
Ooh, I like
That's
it.
Weird.
Let's do
mystery.
It.
It's against the rules. Where I
Top
come from.
Three music artists for all of you.
Oh.
I know some of your favorites. Ooh, a clue. Favorites with a European U in it.
Favorites.
Favorites. I know some of your favorites, but would like to know a few more.
You know some of our favorites. I don't know that you do.
My top three are Prince, Tom Waits, and Trent Reznor. Those are
You would. I don't even have to think about it. I don't know. Yeah, mine would be Frank Sinatra.
They're classy.
Probably, I'd have to say Snoop Dogg. Probably an artist there, and then I'd have to go. I'd have to go Drowning Pool for rock, like before Dave died. Not you, Dave.
I'm
but,
still alive.
Yeah, you're still alive. But the lead singer, yeah, probably Drowning Pool.
What
like,
a contrast, Frank Sinatra to Drowning Pool. What was the other one?
Snoop Dogg.
I have to, I'm sure you have. Have you fallen into the endless and amazing rabbit hole of like YouTube live footage of Sinatra?
Yeah, like in the, actually,
like
yeah.
50s,
no,
and 60s,
I love,
and 70s.
I
fucking love
him. The Rat Pack.
Oh, yeah.
I love Sammy Davis Jr. Like, I mean, that style of music.
You see, I love that style of music, but it's like watching him sing live at like his heyday. Yeah. Fucking like nobody on earth, like unbelievable. Yeah. Just his charisma and the way he would fucking. He's just such a fucking professional. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, if you really enjoy music, I don't think there's no top three. Like, I can give you a country.
It's really hard. I mean,
I was like super.
But I'm just thinking, like, if I had a new cell phone, because I'm not a Spotify guy, if I was transferring music, those are the first three people I would transfer.
Yeah, and that's that's not necessarily true for me. But like, I think of people who like kind of influence me, like. And like Frank Sinatra is one of them, like Snoop Dogg, like the gangster rap era. Like he was just so different. And then like, when I did rock music, like Drowning Pool was like something different from the era. And that's just like, those things come to mind. But I mean, you have fucking Garth Brooks, you know what I mean? I don't even like country all that much, but there are country artists that are amazing. You know what I mean? Like they're fucking amazing. And, Taylor Swift, you know what I mean? Like they're people who are writers who are just amazing people. Regardless what you think about them personally or their music, you know, yes, there's just so many.
Somebody was asking me the other day how many I don't even remember. It was a weird question, but they were like, how many Prince albums do you have on your phone?
All of them. And I was like, you can have all of them.
I have no idea. And I looked and I don't have all of them. I'm missing one album that isn't on my phone.
The Dark
Album. I have the Black Album. Yeah. I have 45 Prince albums on my phone.
But you don't have the Dark
Album. That many exist?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
It's like he's like the insane clown posse of, right. of yeah. fucking.
And a handful of them were like live or like an extended. You know,
was it you that showed me that Prince solo the other day where he just fucking chucks his guitar at the end of it? Wasn't you, huh?
I don't think so. No.
He goes on, he's like with Tom Petty and a bunch of fucking people, and he fucking steps in at the very end.
I've seen him do that.
And he fucking kills it.
Oh, that was one of the Hall of Fame.
And then he just like throws his guitar to where I don't know and walks away into a velvet box.
Into a velvet box. So Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson, you called it. Mine's... A lot of it's based around guitar, to be honest. Yeah, like when I think about it, like
that's what I'm saying, because their influence, right?
I tried to like narrow it down. So it would be Willie Nelson, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. And right now, like this would be like a more current one. Like someone's getting kicked to the side or something. Like I could listen to fucking Weezer for the rest of my fucking life in the car, you know. But there's a guy named Shaky Graves, and that guy is fucking badass.
That sounds familiar.
He's amazing. Yeah, this dude is like, it's a young guy. I'm trying to think of the name.
Star?
Shaky Graves. He'll fuck you to death. He has Parkinson's and he'll fuck you to death. Shaky Graves. No, this guy has like, it seems like kind of hipster trendy, but he has like a fucking suitcase with a kick drum and a tambourine wrapped in a bandana with another fucking kick pedal on it. And then he plays guitar, does guy, both those kicks.
Does he do the shit fuck?
Fucking crazy.
Shit fuck song?
No, that's Reggie Warren. Reggie Watts.
No. That's the shit fuck stack. What's that? The German guy out on the fucking roadway.
Do Hossmage? Not that
one.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Yeah. There goes one of those questions that you don't know the answer to, and neither do we.
No, I thought you knew.
The fuck?
I thought you've
shit.
Seen him before. He's like a YouTube sensation. Anyway, next question.
Next question. We'll do one more question.
One question. You gotta go.
So, what does your dream retirement look like?
I don't know.
Is it right here, man?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I mean,
no.
If you're saying dream retirement, then I'm just going to say a bunch of fucking random shit that's never going to take place.
Well, yeah, because like, I'm going to be golfing.
Exactly.
I'm going to be
a fucking billionaire and fucking.
Yeah. I'm going to Mars.
Yeah. Shitting truffles. Like, yeah. I mean, that's like.
Shitting truffles.
Yeah. Why not?
And you can eat them. They're so chocolate. Exactly. They're Belgian chocolate truffles that Dave shits.
That's right.
That's the dream.
But if you're like a realistic retirement, that's a different question. So are we truly talking our dream?
I don't know that I'm ever going to retire.
Or like something that is actually realistic.
I think you have to have a career to retire, and I don't have that yet. Yeah. So I think when I get old, my retirement's going to look like I'm going to be in a fucking wheelchair. And I hope somebody will push me around because my arms are going to be too arthritis up to do anything. So
I think mine is pretty simple. My dream retirement is to have enough money that I don't have to sweat the bullshit. I can fucking pay rent. I can eat. I can travel a little bit. I'm not a big traveling person. I would like to live in a city that has clean air and isn't a fucking million.
That's nowhere.
Fucking ball sack degrees like Bakersfield is.
And that's part of mine
like,
for sure.
I would like time to write. My dream retirement, I would still be writing. I would live in a cooler climate with clean air. And I
kind of want to be a campground host. I've been planning that for like a long time.
Are you going to wear the shorts above your knees? Or, excuse me.
Fuck yeah, with the ball hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any other way?
That's half the appeal.
Yeah. And I'm selling wood.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. No, I've been like for the longest time, like, because I've camped all my life, you know, and I just like, I don't know, I like camping and I would like to be able to move around like every 3-4 months to different campgrounds all over. Like, that'd be super cool. Super cool. I think until you got too old to where you can't do it anymore, but you know, that would be
people
fun.
Like, hey, could you shut the fuck up? You can't burn that fucking thing here. It's constant.
Really.
It's
not cool. Really.
It's like wanting to work at the pet store because you think you have to play with puppies all day.
It's not like that.
You scrub
like,
bird shit at 6 a.m.
It's not like that. I think you go to normal places. Like you're not.
Aren't you kind of the enforcer though?
No, not
Everybody's
really.
Fucking drunk.
No, they have rangers that do that shit.
Right.
Like, so you see them driving off of people's tents.
What are you doing? Collecting the $14?
Yeah, you sell. Yeah. You. I think you have to work in the booth a little bit. You know what I mean? Like to have people come in, you know,
right.
Yeah. And then you just fucking like sell firewood and shit, like super easy. Like
hang out.
Just well, chill.
And I thought I knew you between Frank Sinatra and camping. I didn't fucking know. I just want to have a big giant, like a mad scientist warehouse where I just make shit whether that be garden boxes for vegetables or a fucking robot. And then I can play guitar.
I just need a shop.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just a big shop and a cool climate somewhere. Yeah. Somewhere it's nice. Moderate. Yeah.
So your COPD doesn't kick in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I got to give you a Sinatra fist bump.
There you go. You guys always team up.
Legit.
I was on the mint ship train. Fuck you, fuckers. Man.
It was actually the night that I sent you the emergency SOS. I switched from singing Sinatra to Vaughn to he was finally falling asleep. So I went to Miles Davis to be instrumental. So I was like just singing Sinatra.
I'd switch from smooth to smooth real quick, ladies.
Yeah, girls. Yeah.
You know I love you. So why don't you let me fuck you?
Is that what you sung to your dog? Oh, man.
Your dog.
Is that what you sung to your dog? Your dog? All right. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
We are happy to be back to normal speed. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the episodes. And thank everybody for everything. And I think that's pretty much it.
El Yucateco.
El Yucateco. Yeah.
Hot sauce and stuff, man.
Hot
Buy
sauce
it.
And stuff.
ElYucateco.com. It's delicious and nutritious. And it'll burn your butthole 3 days in a row.
This is Ashy Shin signing off. Yeah.
They're not going to get that. No. That's good. I like it. All right, don't be retarded.
Seems like every day, everybody questions every step I take. How they say they beefing with me, never catch the fate. I'm doing so many drugs, I'll be dead today. Niggas be thinking I'm on you when I rep the brain. I wanna see your neck and just separate. Fuck the reach, a reverend collection plate. I got so much on my plate, I got an extra plate. Got a tech, a K, a pump to take your breath away. No reason, like he just got pepper sprayed. I'm laughing at niggas on the internet who bang. Highlight your wife, like better press escape. I'm heavy in the game, y'all niggas spread the weight. I'm Freddy Jason with a little leather face. Empty all of your blood when I sever veins. Like, don't mind me, honey, I'm just decorating. I feel like the devil's educating every race on how to end every nation. Next to making music through infected brains. Well, yep, I'm bracing. Guess who was next to making? Fuck weapons waving. I'm being coached with a little West craving. Go get the Masons. I mean, go get the Mason. Just spray random people blind to the domestication. Hell, got a guest list and I'm estimating. Nobody I know was on the best behavior. I'm the best one from, though. Yep, amazing. No one's safe anymore. Better get your savior. I'm a mental patient. Gotta walk in a hospital with a grudge and a declaration. I'm crazy. And I don't even want to hear niggas breathe on blood respirators. ISO. Man, I'm really crazy, I done told y'all. Nurse just told me strip all of my clothes off. Popping medication till I doze off. Stupid fucking minutes like I'm low, dog. Do we tap a problem? Do we tap a problem? Nigga, do we tap a problem? Do we tap a problem? You know what it feels like to be petitioned? Everybody wanna label me a menace. I need a witness to prove that I am not insane or I'm not leaving this bitch. Y'all niggas know I stay, but I know I'm crazy. Put it on my grave, I don't own my brand. I'm so not sane, but hoes love ISO. Nigga, there's some freaky bitches. I just wanna eat you bitches like pizza dishes. I'm a freak and I think I'm tripping. I wanna fuck every bad thing existing, but my heart's so cold I delete you women. When life hands you lemons, eat the lemons. And if you a freak, you'll get this. I'ma feed them inches. I'm a demon, I need attention. No, I need to visit a freaking clinic. Yeah, I got problems, people listen. No, that's it, really, people listen. I lose my shit and I think I'm pissing. Everyone off like a weed is missing. Two words I live by, be consistent. Everyone that's heard me know I'm the king of this shit. And when I start eating, y'all are so soft. I literally think that I'm eating biscuits. Fuck hip hop, I'ma sing the bitches. Nah, I'ma earn a decent living. Nah, I'ma do one on a full time. Then I'ma go Stephen King on bitches. Mom, I think I'm tripping, blah, I can't think of shit. I don't know, something like Eva Mendes, I don't know. But I know that I'm just keeping this shit, fuck it. Man, I'm really crazy, I done told y'all. Nurse just told me strip all of my clothes off. Popping medication till I doze off.